What kind of hell will it be traveling in Connecticut through the holiday weekend? We have some stats and figures, but first let's start with the spokesperson for the Department of Transportation in Connecticut and ask him, where will the construction sites be? Good morning, Josh Morgan.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing? What are you doing for the holidays?
Hey, for work or personal, I'm looking forward to some pie and some mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
I like how he started with the pie.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, that's the sides and dessert are the best part. Forget the protein in the main dish. Just give me the
right
other stuff.
It's the sides and the dessert. Who makes the stuffing in your family?
I'm trying to learn, but right now it's still my mom, who's doing a grandmother's recipe, so it's passing it down, but I haven't picked up the intricacies of the sausage stuffing yet.
That's beautiful. Like, one, nice. You got that. It's our responsibility to keep those recipes alive, but also, you don't want to jump in too early and ruin the day for the family.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I'm still learning. I'm a young man. I got time here. But the problem is everything is it's a dash of this, a pinch of that. Doing what feels right. Nothing's written down in my family.
Nothing's written down.
We got to fix that.
Yeah,
it depends on the mood.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different every year, but it's always delicious.
Right. All right. We'll ask you about the pie later, but let's get to the construction sites.
Yeah, so this Thanksgiving, like every Thanksgiving, we pause all non-emergency work. Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, 4th of July, we know the days that are going to have increased vehicles on the roadway. So all non-emergency work is going to be paused. I got beat up a little bit one time because I said we weren't going to have any workers out there because we will still respond to emergencies. We know there's going to be crashes. We know that there's going to be lane closures because of that. And so our crews will have to respond.
So what do you do? What do you bring trucks out to kind of block off lanes or whatever?
Absolutely. They have to go out there, block off lanes, do traffic control, assist with, cleanup, removal of items, working in partnership with state police and local law enforcement. So really, for the benefit of, all your listeners, the people out there, and also our crews, be safe this holiday weekend. The fewer the crashes, the less likely it is that we're going to get called out there and get taken away from our families on the holiday.
Yeah, also, you just want everyone to be able to spend time with their family. It's not worth it.
No,
it's not. I mean, we look at the data and, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving through that Sunday last year, there were, multiple crashes over a 5-year period. Close to 10 people were killed just in that, 4-day window of the Thanksgiving holiday. We know there's going to be a lot of people out and about, people getting together, people having a good time and, people consuming alcohol. Just make sure you have a plan to get home safely. Have that sober driver. Have those rideshare apps on your phone. Your life's not worth risking it to try to drive impaired.
All right. So no DOT construction closures from when to when?
Starting Wednesday, 6 a.m. through the weekend.
Nice.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at a report here, says officials anticipate Monday and Tuesday will be the busiest travel days. Are you guys going to have construction crews out Monday and Tuesday?
We'll have some work out there Monday and Tuesday, just because, if we stop work for an entire week, that's really going to set us back. Yeah. So we do have active work zones. We are going to have some maintenance project, things that we're trying to do, still try to capitalize before it gets too cold. And we have to shut down some of the work as we get into the winter season. So
when is it past the point of where you could pave? Are we close?
We're getting close, but the climate's changing. So the asphalt plants are staying open longer, allowing us to do some more work. So yeah, we're still able to do a little bit of that, trying to button things up before we have to shut down for winter. Cause you don't want to leave roads in a little bit of a mess before we have to go out there and start plowing and things like that. So they're trying to button up all those, put all those finishing touches on before we shut down for the year.
Bradley International says they're getting over 90,000 travelers for the holiday weekend.
Wow.
It's a lot of people coming through.
Yeah,
it is.
For the holiday weekend. They said that the busy times are between 4 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. And then again later in the afternoon, 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. All right. Josh Morgan, spokesperson for Connecticut DOT. All right. There's a whole table full of desserts. What do you go for?
apple pie or pumpkin pie?
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Pumpkin.
Agreed. Pumpkin. Yeah.
Pumpkin.
If we're being honest, it's probably going to be a slice of each. So I don't know. Oh, yeah. I have to pick one or the other. I'm going to probably do both.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm an adult and I can make that choice.
I like that. You already sounds like this, the wife's heard this several times.
Yes.
The regatta pie that my Auntie Barbara makes is like so crazy. We were talking to Scott Haney about it once, and Scott Haney said, "Oh, I want one." So she made the pie for Scott Haney, and I never got it to him.
Really? Something happened to it. It fell in my mouth.
I ate the whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
So good. All right, yeah. Josh, have a great holiday weekend. Thank you. Be safe.
Appreciate it, guys. Be safe.
All right, you too. Josh Morgan, spokesperson, Connecticut DOT. Yeah, man. You know, you ever want to know what it's like to be a DOT worker? Just pull over and stand up by the highway for a minute.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Don't do it, but
please. Yeah.
It's scary stuff, man. Is everybody traveling?
Yeah.
You are?
I'm going to Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. How's that song go?
Massachusetts. Phil is heading out to Massachusetts.
Oh, what was that one?
Oh, yeah, what is it?
Yeah,
the Bee Gees, right?
Yeah.
It's called Massachusetts, yeah.
It's called Massachusetts?
How does it go?
Because I'm going to have some tag in Massachusetts. And I will have
there are some great songs, and then they wrote some of the dumbest songs.
They did.
Did you do a parody on that?
I think I did. There's so many I can't recall.
Yeah. All right, here it is.
This is the actual song. It's not AJ.
Oh.
I'm going back to
AJ, I thought you were making fun with your voice.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No.
Something's telling me I must go home.
You should
Alvin.
Be dressed.
Alvin.
Yeah, right. You should be dressed like a court jester or something.
It's like they're singing on the washing machine during spring.
Oh, listen to this part right here. Listen. I'm waiting for John Belushi to grab his guitar and smash it.
They're vibrato.
Oh,
nuts.
Man. Mm-hmm. They're all falsetto.
Oh, yeah. Now he's in San Francisco now.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, I don't know what's happening either, okay? So, relax. We had a great time at the food drive at Smile Dental Center in Shelton yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Good vibes, and they broke records. The amount of food that came. Yeah, it's not an easy year.
Right.
Yeah? And people came, like the Calvary over the hill, like tons of turkeys. ProClean came out. Minuteman Press came out. So many people came out. A lot of food. And then we're doing it again today at Connecticut Fresh Food and Produce Market in Wallingford. Now, we're going to be there, I don't know, 9 a.m. to whenever. I'm there from 11 to 1. I'm focused on that. I'm competitive.
Yeah.
I want that to be
the time where everybody brings their goods.
It. Yeah. So we're there for lunch. Like, if you're in the area, stop by for lunch.
Yep.
Yep.
And drop off some turkeys or go right into... Have you been in that Connecticut Fresh Food and Produce Market?
No.
Yeah.
It's like walking, like if grandma had a kitchen on steroids.
Yeah.
Wow.
When you walk in there, let's tell you, they appropriately named it Connecticut Fresh Food and Produce.
Uh-huh.
It's that's what it is. I think they walked in like, what do we call this place? I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's a cafeteria.
It's in Connecticut. It's got fresh food and produce.
Ah, good.
It's kind of a market. Yeah. And it's in Wallingford. Why don't we call it Connecticut Fresh Food and Produce Market in Wallingford?
Brilliant.
Or just FFP for short. Let's go to the FFP and get us some asparagus.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Yay.
Dumbass.
What'd you call yourselves? What? You're not dumbasses. Stop that.
Insulting children of the water doctor.
Yep.
It's not sad.
It's a mutual love.
It's done with love.
It's a mutual love.
Yeah. It's a joke.
I saw Matt and Rick last night. We had a great dinner. I'll talk about it later. But
awesome.
I love those guys.
Awesome.
Drunk driver tries to blame it on a medical condition, but he's too drunk to pronounce it. Let's go to the audio.
If he lets go of you, you're going to fall over.
Yes.
I'm not even going to try. Just follow the tip of my finger with your eyes and your eyes only. Don't move your head.
I see the finger.
Okay, but follow it. You got to track my finger.
That's where I've always had a problem. With my EFD.
What is your EFD? One of those.
What did he say? EFD?
Yeah.
EFD. And then he
what
said
does that
hyper?
Stand for?
I don't know.
What does EFD stand for?
Like, he made it up. I don't, I don't
extremely
know.
Effing drunk.
He tried to say something.
Yeah.
EFD.
What is your EFD?
EFD.
Hyper.
One of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, one of those, you know. Oh, gosh. If you put a lighter to this guy's mouth, he'll look like Gene Simmons stage.
What is your EFD?
Hyper. Differences.
Oh, gosh.
Did he say differences?
Differences.
Okay.
Is that what that was?
That was his brain giving up.
Yeah. I'm caught.
I got a bad case of EFD.
Let's cuss on myself.
Wow. Is that it?
All right. We do believe you're impaired.
I'm a detective.
A little bit.
We do believe you're impaired. Congratulations.
And if you watch the video, the cop was kind of holding him up, is smirking like, this guy's bombed.
Oh, right.
Almost starts laughing.
Yeah, and they know they got it all on video. There's nothing this guy's going to do.
Oh, you gotta just be happy that nobody got hurt.
Yeah, he was going the wrong way down the street.
Oh,
is that how it started?
Yeah, they had to corner him. They went ahead of him. They cornered him. One car blocking him. Another car came up behind him, and then they got him out. And him.
Yeah,
that's where I've always had a problem
driving.
That's where I've always had a problem. I said, yeah.
Wow.
That's a EFD.
Is that the whole thing?
That was pretty much it,
yeah.
Which one? My EFD.
What is your EFD?
Hyper after.
Drunk now, hyper after.
Poor cops. Stuff they got to deal with.
I get why they'd be laughing on this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, we got him.
He's not going to hurt anybody. He can't run away.
He's being hilarious.
Florida man, couch sniffer.
Who hasn't done that? Sniffer.
Caught on camera.
Oh.
After girl gets up and leaves.
I hope so.
Right.
After Bill got up.
Yeah.
Bill had beans.
Yeah.
Disturbing behavior down in Florida. A man in Miami walked into a dance studio, stuck his nose in the couch cushion where... all right, I gotta...
Was it a scratch and sniff or just a sniff?
And he said,
Yeah.
It's a velour couch. It'll hold on for like luggage.
Have you ever clipped your toenails and then smelled your fingers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You kind of want to just check and see, like, what's happening down there.
Right.
I can't bend down there.
Yeah. Yes.
What's the, Yeah.
You might know.
So I feel like when you look at it like that, we all have some odor curiosity.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Anything else you want to share? Or
no.
You ever sniffed your underwear?
Yeah. No, but I mean, if we all, normal people
yeah.
will do that.
Right.
And then you're, you know, you have maybe a blown chip somewhere in your brain. You're like, yeah, you know what? When someone gets up off a couch, I'd like to see what's going on over there.
Give it a sniffing. Exactly.
I'm just saying there's a connection between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One's weird.
Yep.
And one's not.
Not quite.
Febreze chicken.
Yeah. Not quite it's, weird.
Yeah. It's like, who hasn't pulled their underwear over their head like Junior Birdman and looked at the mirror and done funny dances?
Exactly, Dom. Done that? Exactly.
Right. Or held up a bank.
Of course. Everyone has done it.
Right.
When you're a bachelor, you know, sometimes you sniff your underwear just to see where they're at, which stage
they're
at.
Exactly right.
You know.
Yeah. I got two more days out of this. Yeah.
And I don't even have to take them off. I'm double jointed, so I can just...
I have an image of you folded in half.
Don the wishbone.
I think we're good here. Good morning.
Oh, God, it's cold out.
Oh. Go inside.
I just went through the car wash, and my window was partially opened that I didn't know.
Oh.
And it started raining in my car. And I'm like, what is happening?
Take it on water.
Titanic.
I must sing.
Unbelievable.
So I'm guessing.
And then I had to pull over after I got out, and I had to wipe the whole interior down. It was soaking wet. I was like, what am I doing? It's freezing out, and my windows, oh, the car is wet.
So if you went to the car, if the weatherman goes to the car wash, I'm guessing it's not going to rain or we're not having precipitation in a few days.
Right.
Oh, no, we are. I just go every day because I get it. I pay one price for the whole month, and I use it every day.
Okay,
yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. $19.95, unlimited washes. Goodbye. Get $19.95
a month.
A month.
Boom. Right. That's worth it.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm working Thanksgiving morning. Please come on out and join me at the Powerhouse Road Race. We raise money for about 3 or 4 local charities. We'll raise about $10,000 to $15,000. Not a lot, but you know what? Every little bit helps. And then, so come on out and join me. You can register on Powerhouse, the website there in Berlin. And then from there, I will leave the airwaves at 9, and I will go to Mom's, and then we're going to go to my brother's son's house, my nephew, Brian's. We're going to go there for the first time.
Well,
your brother's son's house, nephew Brian.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
My nephew Brian.
And what's his deal? Is he married or?
He's married and he has one child, Cameron. And her whole family comes to the house, the wife's family.
Okay.
Comes to the house.
Have
and
you
I
met
really
them?
Don't know. Yeah, like few and far between.
Small doses.
Small doses, yes. And my mother's like, oh, so we want to go? I'm like, yeah, we want to go. I'm like, yeah. She's like, we don't really know these people. I'm like, we're gonna go. We're going to have a good time.
That's how you get to know people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Getting to know you.
Know all about you.
Yes.
Your mom was musical. Worried about you in the box.
She was so concerned. You are not doing that. And I'm like, Ma, what
he's
are you talking
calling
about?
Her every couple hours to say he was okay.
Wow.
Yeah. She was calling me. I was calling her, and I had to check in several times. How's it going? I'm like, Ma, I'm in the box. How's it going? It's cold.
I still
told you not to do that. I told you. What is this for? Isn't there someone else who can do this? I'm like, actually, there are plenty of people who could do this.
Right. No more stupid.
Was she scared because you were in there with Chaz, or was it just
no? She didn't. She didn't even really know I was. She goes, "Are you in there alone?" And I said, "No." I said, "I'm with Chaz." She goes, "Who is that?" I'm like, "Ma, you've talked to him on the radio." Yeah, so it's all good.
I met her at your 50th.
Yes, yeah. Which was 11 years ago, almost 12 years ago.
Wow.
Woof. Can you believe it?
Woof.
Yeah, but she was she was literally yelling at me the night before. You're not doing this. And I'm like, Ma, I'm doing it. It's for charity.
Ma,
I don't care.
12.
Who
Ma,
it's for?
I'm 61. I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
No, she still rules the roost.
Wow.
So,
she cares about her
luckily,
boy.
We made it out alive.
We made it.
You know what I'm saying?
We made it.
Looks like we made it.
Raised a lot of money, $57,000.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God, $57,000. That's awesome.
That's a lot of toys.
Nice.
That's a lot of toys. Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you to everybody who came out.
Did anyone tell Scott what the tribe put together for us for next year?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Should I be nervous? Oh, boy.
Well, you started this by saying you would do it again if we hit 40, and I would do it again if we hit 50. Then we dragged AJ into it, so there's three of us. And then we were like, oh, did we build a bit bigger box? What do we do? And the tribe called in and said, no, there should be three different boxes.
Right.
And we're each in a separate box. And it's the battle of the boxes. Which box raises the most money?
Oh.
That's not a bad idea.
Nice little competition. No.
Yeah. So I talked to Eddie with Brown Roofing yesterday. We had a dinner. And he's like, we could do it.
Nice.
The last time I asked him to build a better box or a bigger box, it was 4 days out from the event. He's like, He's like, now you're giving us the amount of time. Yeah, we could do stuff.
But I will miss the camaraderie in the box.
No, but I have an idea.
That's what I was kind of looking forward to. To be honest with you, I enjoyed my time with Scott in the box.
Yeah, like what's the idea?
Oh, you can have one of those little sliders, like in the confessional booths.
Nice.
I honestly thought you were going to say the little hamster tubes.
Oh, yeah, we need the tubes like that. We need to build a habit trail.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool.
We scoot back and forth.
Will they be connected? So, like, you know, we can go back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should be able to go visit.
I think so.
We should be able to go visit. Absolutely.
Right. Or maybe, at least yell at each other, like, through a funnel.
Yeah, maybe the dividers are like doors. Yeah, right. Like the tin can and
a can with the string.
Yeah, like a tin can and a string.
That'd
exactly.
That'd be awesome.
Holy Hannah. That's a good idea, but...
Lauren's on the phone, wants to talk to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Lauren is on. She wants to talk to Channel 3's Scott Haney. Lauren, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, doll.
Scott, congratulations on raising so much money, and Chaz as well, all you guys. But Scott, I'm sure your mother is very proud.
She is now.
Yes. But I have a weather question for you.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you heard this, like, you know, it was like last week, or I believe it was last weekend. So I was in Seymour, and
Is there a question in here somewhere?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we start there?
Do I have to start with my teacher voice on you?
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm going to be disciplined by a teacher.
Get the ruler.
This is kind of hot. Yeah.
You don't want me to go into that teacher voice, I'm telling you.
Oh, no, I do.
Yeah.
Do it.
I should pay for it. Yeah.
Do you have glasses on and a ponytail?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Teacher, have I been naughty?
Okay.
I lack discipline.
Oh, okay, this turned into not what I was expecting.
Get to your question.
I didn't think that one through. So there was a thunder that shook my house and went on for a good minute.
Oh, you're thinking it was an earthquake.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
And it was long enough for me to get up, walk around to the front of my house, look outside, see if it was an airplane or a truck. This thing went on for like a minute.
Yeah, it could have been. We didn't get any reports of any seismic activity in Seymour, but you never know. What were you drinking?
Or eating.
Exactly, eating.
Yeah.
Were you taking companionship with Jack Daniels?
I'm a teacher, okay?
That means yes, for sure.
I'm a law-abiding.
That doesn't mean you can't have a cocktail.
You could have a drink.
You can be drunk at home. Yeah.
No, we didn't get any reports of earthquakes in Seymour, but if I do hear something, I will let Chaz and AJ know.
You're a kindergarten teacher?
What?
You're a kindergarten teacher?
Kindergarten, special ed.
Wow.
Yep.
Good for you.
Let me tell you something. Salt of the earth.
Yes.
I was doing the forecast this morning, and I was thinking about Mrs. Peretz, my first grade teacher, and what an influence she had on me. I don't know why I was thinking about that.
That's so nice.
How did she influence you?
She just was the most, she was like a second mom because I was afraid to leave my mom and go to school. And she was just like so concerning and caring and loving and just a wonderful human being.
You right. should probably track her down and give her some
I did.
Money.
We went back and did a story. Unfortunately, she's passed since that story, but at least I got a chance to go back and say thank you.
That's right.
You know, mine gave me cookies that made me sleepy.
Oh, God.
Scott Haney is on. Who was on? There was someone from North Haven that wanted to talk to Scott. And like 5 seconds before we went to him, he hung up.
I saw Sean was on hold. He had some kind of connection he wanted to explain, but I did not get the details.
A connection
off the air.
To Scott Haney?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Is he good looking? What does he look
a
like?
A love connection?
What kind of connection are we talking about here?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, you were in a box last week.
I didn't hear that once.
It was a week ago.
Yeah, at this time.
We were still in the box.
Yes, still in the box a week ago. Can
then,
you believe it?
You know, bounce back and like Monday, Tuesday, I'm watching Channel 3 and then you're in a turkey hat outside.
Oh, like, God, that was crazy. Let me tell you how cold. That was colder than the box because you're outside literally for 2.5 hours and your feet, I can't find my UGG boots. I don't know what I did with them. Oh. And I'm in regular shoes and the cold just went right through my feet. I was like, ugh.
Wow.
But we did a good amount of fundraising then too with some good collection of turkeys. Nice groups of people came out to support that. So that was awesome.
Yeah, we have some audio here. No, we don't. Okay.
No.
Somebody just should read the sheet, you know? I put it together so we have stuff ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's twice in 1 hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had you gobbling. I thought, that's right. Wait, yeah, well, why go to the recording when we could just
have it live? Have it live.
AJ, can you do that?
No.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
That was actually very good.
Yeah. Really, very good.
That sounds like a flubbing turkey.
Sounds like a female turkey.
Yeah.
Hang on, AJ. Impressed. Let's pretend we're going out.
Okay. Oh, I see your timer's out.
It's making me laugh. I don't know why.
He's ready. He's ready.
Silly stuff makes me laugh. What are you going to do?
Stuff my
turkey. Oh, yeah, yeah. 3 boxes next year. That's a lot. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I like the habit trail idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I think that's hysterical because you can see me crawling through the tube to get to Chaz and AJ.
Yeah.
Right. Don't leave me alone. Don't leave me alone.
Or have like sliding doors in between, like the whole type, like it's one really big box, and in between a partitions a slide up and down, kind of like like, you know, like how they like let animals in the zoo, you know, they open
exactly,
things, and a lion comes right in, you know.
Oh my God, that's awesome! Yeah, well, you keep thinking.
Yeah,
right.
And then for the toy drive, you know, we don't know if AJ's going to be there.
So, oh, okay.
So for the song that you guys do every year, it'll be you, Dom, and Andre.
Okay.
The OGs.
Yeah. And do you do a Bee Gees song? Do you do something
different? Yeah, he already sent me the...
No, Andre doesn't pick the song.
Andre, all right. Well,
no, what did he send you?
He sent me Night Fever.
Night Fever, yeah. He sent me to me, too.
Oh.
Good for him.
I'm just finding out I'm doing this. Wow. Yeah.
I'm just finding out it's Night Fever. Finding out I don't have audio. I thought I ran this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. I don't know. I guess maybe.
I guess not.
I guess not. Night Fever. You know how to do it.
And then you did a turkey right there. I can't even do a turkey.
Oh, you did it. That was good.
Was that a turkey?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That was my best prostate exam.
Why is this making me laugh? Why? Why is this making me laugh?
You're delirious.
Because we're supposed to be adults.
I'm still delirious. And this week was hell at work. We had training. We had everything. I was here till like 4 o'clock every afternoon. I was like, can I just please get some sleep?
What kind of training?
We're getting a new weather system, so they're teaching us how to use it.
Nice.
What's it going to do?
How to use it?
Yeah.
It's going to be like I think it's a surprise. I don't think I'm supposed to tell you.
Okay. Mm. All right. I got that.
Yeah, you got to tune in and.
Yeah.
Let me see here. That's what I'm going to do when Jennifer asks me something I don't want to answer. I'm just going to... You want to go out tonight? What does that mean?
Where do you want to go tonight?
What are you guys doing for the weekend? Anything good? Oh, no. I've started something.
What do you do?
Scott, you have to go on and do... an entire weather forecast where you're just going. Yeah. And then just point.
Yeah. Yes.
Then you point to a very cold temperature and go.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. You're going to be freezing your feathers off.
Freezing giblets off, yes.
Oh, hysterical. Plans for the weekend, boys? Anything good?
I put the flip house on the market. Some,
oh, nice. How did that go?
Well, we'll find out. We got some showings scheduled, and
good.
I saw the last time I checked, there were 27 saves.
Mm.
So that's a good sign that people are saving.
That's a good sign. Excellent.
Yeah. So that, and I love that I have a weekend where I'm not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just going to go to the Cape and drive and sit and drink and eat.
From 11,
I'm gonna walk from one room to the other.
From 11 to 1 today, I'm be at Connecticut Fresh Food and Produce Market in Wallingford collecting food.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
And turkeys.
There's just three male turkeys. Where's the female?
Yeah.
Can I tell you, this is usually the time where some executive is in town,
yep.
and our executive, and your executive says, "Oh, you have to listen to these guys because they're number one and very good, and they have the Channel 3 weather guy
on." We gobble like turkeys.
They tune in and they hear, like, really? This is what Connecticut likes.
Huh? You know what's making me laugh? So.
That was easy.
Now I can't stop doing it.
Yep.
Right. Tap it for me.
Now I want to go to a drive-thru speaker.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm on the McDonald's. Can I help you?
Yep.
Oh, the turkey sandwich.
Right. You got to mix in some words.
Yeah, some words.
With the sound. Yeah, every now and then.
That's how he should do the weather.
Cranberry. And then roll up wearing your turkey hat.
Exactly.
That's great.
Mm. He's got to do that when he does the weather. Some precipitation.
Yeah, I won't have that money to pay the mortgage.
Well, have a great week. All right, have a great weekend.
You too. Goodbye.
All right, we're playing a game. It's called Make Us Say Wow. But here's the thing. Everybody on gets in the running. But we're really looking for those stories where we're just like, wow.
Yeah.
Like the guy who was doing the chainsaw hit a nail.
Plus,
grabbed the blade, cut his fingers off.
Grabbed it. Yep.
Yep.
John and Haddam.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, how you doing? Did I mention everybody on gets in the running for Weird Al tickets?
You did.
Yes, you did,
sir. All right, did I mention the phone number? 203-882-9757. All right, go ahead. We're ready for you, John.
All right, so back in 2006, I had just graduated high school. 2 weeks after I graduated high school, I was riding my bicycle with my friend, and we both got hit and run by a 19-year-old drunk driver.
Oh no.
He fared a lot better. I got rear-ended, so my head flipped back, hit the hood. I crashed in half the windshield. They found my hair in his car. I rolled up over the car and landed on the roof. A bunch of people showed up and tried to move me. My buddy, who was a year younger than
Not
I.
Not a good move. Right.
Yeah, he was like, don't anyone touch this guy. He is unconscious.
Yeah, stop traffic.
Saved my life. And then on top of it, they you know, I'm in the hospital. I had a traumatic brain injury, a brain bleed. Thankfully, I made a full recovery after 2 years. But during those 2 years, they couldn't figure out who did it. And then they found him because They got an anonymous tip from a girl who heard him going to parties drunk, bragging about what he had done.
Wow.
He left?
He showed up to his house, knocked on the door, and he answered the door with a business card and said, talk to my lawyer. And they said, well, we have a warrant and we're fucking coming in.
We have a warrant and we're effing coming in.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. Right.
But,
how long did it take for them to catch the guy?
Like 6 months to a year.
That's a long time.
Did he still have the hair in the windshield?
Yeah. They found my hair in his car.
Wow.
So, this guy's not brave.
And then they pulled my hair out, and they determined that they were the same.
So no car wash for him.
Wow. That's incredible.
And on top of it, like, his parents were hiding the car in their garage for him.
Oh, gross.
Jeez. Uh-huh.
I haven't said wow yet. I've been like, ooh, ow, gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said wow because when he said hair in the windshield, I got in a bad car wreck when I was a kid, and I remember waking up as I hit the seat, and I looked at the windshield, and there was hair in the windshield.
Ooh, your hair.
Yeah.
Beware.
And I was like, who did that? How'd that get in there?
Right.
Yeah. I bought a car with hair in it. I was like, wow.
You bought a car with hair in it?
That was a different hair.
Hair receipts. Yeah.
You ever go to a tag sale, you see brush with hair in it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what are you thinking here? We don't.
Yeah. Okay. It's almost like, wow.
They're showing it works. Yeah. They're showing it works.
Yeah. All right, John. Thank you. You're in the running.
Thank you.
Nice.
I'm glad you're okay.
Have a great day, bye.
Seriously.
Dude, that could have been the end.
Could have been it.
Could have been the end of John.
Yeah. Yep.
But a tough call.
Travis in Coventry.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey.
Apologies for the gruesome story, but back in 01, I picked up a hitchhiker, and he took his own life in the car.
Oh.
Wow. You wait for your car to do that?
What?
Wow.
I don't know.
How are you driving?
What did you say to him?
Yeah.
This was, I'll spare the details, but it was a couple of buddies of ours driving up the 91 there by Country Club Road. And we picked him up. He needed a ride, and then unexpectedly, of course, he took his own life in the back seat.
What?
Yeah.
We said any gas money?
Where was he heading when he got in the car?
Yeah.
He said he was going home, and then we kind of got lost in the back roads there by Middletown, Cromwell area. And then no one was paying attention, I guess. And we're just kind of looking out the window, and then bang,
the gun
goes off.
Wow.
So he was probably going to go home and do it. And then it was like, this guy's never going to freaking find his way out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Yeah. It's pretty
bad. Wow. That's a drag. Bad. I don't want to make any jokes because the family might be listening.
Yeah.
All right. That's a wow.
That's
something you make up either. You know what I mean?
No.
Who's going to say, I can make this? Yeah. Okay. Wow. That really happened. What do you do with the car after that?
So it was my buddy's car. He got it cleaned, and I mean, after about a month, he kept driving it. He had just bought it. We were in high school back then, and he had just got that car, and he's like, what can you do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What are you going to do? You call Mr. Wolf.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, man. That's a wow. That is a wow.
That is big.
Yeah. That's a sad wow.
Sorry,
that's a
wow. No.
Yeah, no, you apologized right up front. So thank you, Travis. You're in the running.
He did.
We're looking for make it say wow, but it'd be nice if it wasn't.
Yeah, like joyous.
Is there a joyous wow?
Is there a happy wow out there?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Give me a happy wow.
Gleason in New Haven.
Hi.
Wish I was.
This is cool that I'm on the radio. Okay, so when I was in middle school,
how old are you now?
I'm 27.
Okay.
When I was in middle school, I was on this like soccer tournament trip out of state, and there was a chain of events that were kind of like coincidental, but it ended up being like, wow, good thing that happened. Like we lost the game and we didn't go out to ice cream with the team. So we went back to our hotel room and we were going to leave, and we decided to take one last swim in the pool. And we were on the first floor of the hotel, and I was all excited because I was like, yeah, we got the pool to ourselves. And then I hear like some noise, and at first I thought it was like kids screaming when they're like having fun, and then I looked outside and I saw this girl and she was crying and screaming, and there was like figures in the pool, and I was like, oh my gosh, help. So my parents jumped through the first floor window and we saved this family from drowning. And I called 911, and I saved a life in middle school.
Holy cow.
That's cool.
That's a good wow.
That's a good one. That's joyous.
Yeah. That's a joyous
wow. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, if you guys won the game, you wouldn't have been there. They would have... That wouldn't have been good for them.
Destiny.
Or, like, we wanted to go out for ice cream, and we, like, didn't go. So there's a lot of things that happened to, like, lead us to be there.
Yeah. How many people were in the pool?
It was, like, a mom and a dad. I guess the mom started drowning, and then the dad tried to save her, and then, like, she took him under.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes it happens because of panic, and he's grabbing at anything. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the, were there kids with the mom?
Yeah,
and
they just had, like, one daughter who was, like, around the pool, and she was, like, screaming, and I thought it was, like, you know, kids playing, and then I realized it was panic.
Yeah. Can you imagine her watching her both parents drown?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not good.
Wow. That's a wow.
That's a wow.
That's a good wow.
That's a good wow.
That's
so, your dad jumped out the first floor window and then ran and saved both of them or one of them, or how did that go?
My mom and my dad both jumped out there and, like, got in the pool and, like, pulled them out.
That's cool.
Wow. That is a wow. That's a good wow.
Yeah.
That's a good wow.
Good wow.
Did you get some accommodation or something for that?
Yeah, my mom actually, she at the time was working in North Brantford as the park and rec director, and they gave her an award.
That's nice.
Her whole
That's
family nice. Got a picture and a plaque.
Have you ever heard from that family after that?
No.
That's just as well.
Yeah.
Holy cow. What a great story. What a great thing to have happen to you to feel that way. Feel like you've changed, you know, saved.
Saved someone's life.
Saved someone's life.
You're good people. Yeah.
That's a good story, Gleason. Thank you for calling that in.
Thanks.
Chris on the road.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
It used to be a mover back in the day, and one of our drivers went to an apartment building, and he called the boss and said that he couldn't move the customer because there was too many cockroaches. Oh. So the customer called us back later in the day. He said he killed them all, did a bomb. The boss told me, why don't you go down and take a look at it? When the guy opened the door, I couldn't believe it. There was literally thousands and thousands and thousands of cockroaches dead everywhere. You couldn't even walk in the room without stepping on a cockroach.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Yeah.
Everything in the whole apartment was brown, just from, like, there was no color in the apartment or anything. But the couch was near the door, so I touched the pillow and I saw one run. I said, oh. There's one still alive. We can't do it. Bye. And I didn't even want to step in the place.
You couldn't even. No, you couldn't.
No.
Even.
No.
You couldn't even.
As I was leaving, the neighbors were saying, are you going to move him? Are you going to move him? And I said, no, we can't touch it. And they're like, oh, what are we going to do? You know, there's just so many cockroaches. I never seen anything.
How's your fire
like
insurance?
You got to just burn the place down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how's your fire insurance? House. Yep.
And it was like almost like an elderly type place that has like a. It was like five stories, and everybody, you know, there's like 10 apartments on each story. Like, you know, just a lot of apartments in there, and I don't know what they're going to do.
No, that's that's a big problem.
Their food was delicious.
Once you get a few, then everybody gets them.
Yeah. They make their way around.
Growing up in Bridgeport, my parents' house, everywhere, doing the ceiling, they all fall out of the ceiling.
When I was... When I was younger, we used to have to leave the house, building that we lived in. They used to have to bomb the place back in the 60s, and they bombed the whole building. Everybody would have to leave for the whole day, and you come back and had that sweet smell. It was nice.
I know exactly the smell you mean.
Yep.
The smell of death, yes.
I remember walking into a restaurant smelling that smell, and I thought, we're leaving.
I'm out of here.
Right, right.
We're leaving.
I recognize that smell.
No, but I once bought a TV through the Bargain News. This was, you know, it was like Craigslist, but in a paper form.
I remember that,
And I bought this TV, and, man, it was loaded with them. It was such
TV
a
shows.
Nightmare.
Oh, like,
we
so gross.
Had to get everything out of the house. And then, you know, normally when you get that spray, you cut it 50-50, water and that. The poison, because the poison's so strong.
Right.
We did 100%.
Oh,
Yeah. It's like, no, you suckers aren't coming back, and we're nuking your generations to come.
Yeah, yeah.
Oof. That's funny, though. You turn the TV on, every show has roaches in it.
Chiller theater.
I keep getting all roaches running around.
There they are. Right. They're on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Yeah, they're sitting there smoking a
this
cigarette.
This one's doing a monologue.
Yeah. They're sipping out of the stuff you just sprayed all over the house.
Don't watch Sex in the City.
All right, man. You're in the running. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, make us say, wow, get in the running to see Weird Al. Robert in the car.
Hey, man, the dude just stole my thunder. I had a great cockroach story. You want to hear it?
Not really, but give us like a sentence or two.
The cliff notes.
Okay, real brief. Mexican restaurant. We cooked there in the late 80s, and the kitchen had all those stainless steel walls, you know, they put over the kitchen walls. And that's where they breed, right? So we didn't see them most of the time, but when you start seeing them, you know it's time to bomb. Plus, this building has been there since the 40s, right? So you can imagine where this is going. It had a huge basement. So we closed up for the night. We set off about 12 bombs. We all came back at 9 o'clock the next morning, and I literally, no exaggeration, by the time we swept them all up, it was 3 garbage cans full of dead roaches.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Four stopbacks full. Right?
Oh, like, I know that place. Yeah. That place called La Cucaracha. Oh, yeah. La Cucaracha.
The dude stole my thunder, but it was just like, yeah. I'd never seen anything like it. So that's all I got, bro.
All right, that's good. You're on the run. You know, when you bomb a place, it doesn't kill them. It's kind of like an air raid. You know, if you come over with bombers in a city, everyone gets down in a basement and they all go into hiding.
Right.
And then after the planes come, you know, then it's like, okay, we can come out now.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. It just puts them off into hiding for a couple of days. And then they're like, is it safe to come out now?
And they have those creepy egg pods. I don't know if you ever saw them.
We got to stop talking about this. I'm getting like itchy.
I'm getting hungry for food.
Yeah, exactly.
These peppers. Is this peppers on there?
Let's go to Ed in Milford. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. I got a good one for you.
All right.
So I used to work down in New Haven, down at the clock tower at Long Wharf. So I'm coming home one day. I just left work, and I'm getting on the on-ramp 95 going south. And all of a sudden, I feel my car shake. Not bang, but shake. And it starts to fishtail to the left. And all of a sudden, I'm looking out my driver's side window at the grill of a semi.
Oh.
And, it's like something out of a scene from Christmas Vacation. And I'm sitting there, and I'm staring at it. Yeah, it was huge. And I'm sitting there, and my jaws dropped. I was like, slowly it came to a stop, and come to find out, the truck had a full load of logs. The trees they were going to bring it to a logging facility.
Oh, that thing wouldn't have even slowed down.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That weight.
Forget it.
So I had an angel with me that day, but it's, it was pretty wild.
Wow.
Is that a wow?
If the tree came through his car, the tree comes through his car, just missed his head, took out the windshield, but he was unharmed. That's a
right. Then kept driving with the log in the car.
Driving with the log, then he got pulled over. The cop gave him a ticket
and put
a log.
Put it on the end of the log.
Yeah. Right.
Then a family of squirrels came out.
End of the log.
Right. A family of squirrels come out of the tree.
They come out of the tree.
They want to sue.
They nest in his hat.
They nest in his hat.
Yeah.
Nice. But he was able to survive because he had nuts all over the table.
All right. We did say everybody on gets in the running. So
we did say that. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. We'll sweeten up the story if it sucks.
Yes.
Alex, Long Island. You can't get tickets because you're on Long Island.
That's okay.
All right.
I still want to make you say wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Actually, hold on. I'm really sorry. I got to get off. I have some bosses here. I can't be on my phone.
Oh. Wow.
I'm really sorry. Wow.
All right.
We all related to that.
Who hasn't been caught at work screwing off? See, now we get paid. They expect us to do it here?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why I came here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That no math.
You ever, like, make fun of the boss and then they round the corner while you're doing it?
Oh, my God. Yes. I used to work at Sikorsky's years ago. I was in the bathroom crapping about, no pun, about this, the boss, and he walks out of the toilet.
Nice.
Out of the men, you know, I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Right, then you had to go to the toilet.
just looked at me. I was like, oh man.
We
my turn.
We had a boss. We loved the guy, but he had these personality tics, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he would do this thing with his fingers where he'd point at you. And it's like, yeah, keep him wanting more. And that's his more.
Smoking mirrors.
Smoking mirrors. Like, this is how he wanted us to do radio. Oh, smoking mirrors. And he would point at us, then he would snap his fingers.
Oh, right. Man.
And AJ, I was the program director. AJ was the music director.
Oh.
Long days back then. But we're in my office, which is around the corner from the kitchen, and I'm doing him. I'm doing a good one, too. I'm like, I'm killing it.
Yeah, on a
and
roll.
AJ, AJ's laughing, then all of a sudden AJ's not laughing.
Oh.
I'm like, it's I have like, a feeling.
Yeah.
Smoke and mirrors right behind me.
Oh, man.
Like, oh, yeah. Damn it. All right, time now for Commander Keith's top five.
Commander Keith's top five.
Top five. All right, we're just a few days away from then. Let's try again.
No. No, no, no.
I could have done that.
Right. We are just a few days away from the Thanksgiving holiday, and you know that next week is fake. No one will actually be here. No one goes to work that week anymore. So here are my top five things to remember about Thanksgiving week. Number five, no matter what day or what time or when, there will be traffic. Traffic at times will be a standstill. There'll be traffic that won't make any sense. You will wonder to yourself, it's 3 a.m. Why am I stopped? And just to make it nuttier, the state of Connecticut will definitely be doing road work on Tuesday when it's the absolute worst time to do it. Got to get it in, guys. You know, it might snow. We got to get this road work done. So what you need to do, you need to be like me and you need to get zen. You know, as you know, when you think of me, you think Zen.
Lessons in Zen. Okay, lessons. All right, how do we do it?
So you're going to sit in your car, and you're going to take deep, deep breaths, and then you're going to listen to the beginning of the Fleetwood Mac song, and that will calm you down. It's the only way to do it. It takes me 42 minutes to get home, usually, on a regular day.
I thought you were going to say to calm down.
No, it takes me 42 minutes. Yesterday took an hour and a half. So Thanksgiving week has already started, and it was a nightmare, so you can't fight it. You just got to zen.
With the deep breaths, is there weed involved?
Right. It's the only way, really. Edible. Okay, number four. The fun that used to be Black Friday has all ended. The waking up early, the fighting randoms in the Walmart parking lot. In 20 years, no one will even know what you're talking about. I kind of miss it. Like, those were fun. Like, I like getting a $6 TV and getting punched or whatever. It's sad that it's over.
Oh, my God. Can you dig up the one a few years ago when we said we're all losers for going out on Black Friday?
Right.
Now he misses it?
Well, you know how it goes. Once things are gone, you miss them.
Ask anyone at Kohl's if they miss Black Friday.
Oh, my God.
But I guess there must be some places that are still open early, but you don't even see the ads. Like, it has all come to, like, an end. It was such a thing. Number three, the Wicked sequel. So, certainly none of you saw the original Wicked last year, but it was a thing.
No.
One of the biggest movies of the year. People were singing songs in the theater. Also, stop doing that. People came dressed up. You know, again, fine if you're a child.
Now, when you say people...
Like weirdos and children.
It's theater kids.
Right. Yeah.
The ones we avoid.
Oh, but it's also like parents and weirdos. Like I went to Wicked opening weekend last year, and it was adults dressed as like those characters.
Oh, like the Disney adults.
Like go to the hospital.
Let them have fun.
You're a weirdo too. You love dressing up.
Do the kids break out into just like mostly girls? Boys,
mostly girls.
Mostly girls.
And then the singing in the theater. So it became such a problem that they started doing showings that were for singing. Because you would go to the regular version and all
the movie.
Right, and all these kooks are like singing, and this is not what
it's become its own sort of
like Rocky
movie experience.
Show.
So this movie that you all hate, K-pop Demon Hunters, my son will watch it, and they have put it in theaters now just the sing-along version. The whole theater is just shouting the songs.
And remember, movie theaters,
Netflix.
Movie theaters need hooks. Like, so this is something to get people back to the theater. Oh, dress up like a weirdo and
it's
sing
working.
These terrible songs. Right.
It sounds like a job for Vince.
But that K-pop,
how about free admission?
That K-pop Demon Hunters, though, Phil's right. It's the most important movie of the year. There is nothing bigger than K-pop Demon Hunters.
It
is, though. I mean, it's a phenomenon.
I will never get that.
Number two. Thanksgiving meals always tremendous, but as you know, in life, I'm here for the apps. And I demand all of you that are hosting, this is what is a must. Charcuterie board, definitely. Okay. Shrimp cocktail in a big vat of ice, like a giant sort of ice situation with a ton of shrimp cocktail. Spreadable cheese, a variety of dips, and a variety of chips. I want to be so stuffed with apps that the turkey's sort of an afterthought. Like, I want it to be an app adventure.
Two words you don't put together, spreadable cheese.
Oh, I love spreadable cheese. I live for it.
Affliction.
On all, I like.
I don't think you said affliction right.
Right. I think we might have to dump.
Yeah, we had a dump on that.
I said affliction.
I like spreadable cheddar cheese. I like spreadable port wine cheese. I especially love port wine. I would sleep in a bath of port wine cheese. I love that. It's my
favorite. Sounds like the next box
adventure. It's all port wine cheese. Wait, you've never had port wine cheese?
I don't think so.
It's like purple. Feet. Yeah, it's a weird look.
Oh, guys, I've seen it. Yeah. I've stayed away from it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. It's the cheese that's gone wrong.
It. This is a game changer for your life. I'm glad we've talked about this today. You have to have it.
All right, so the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
You should have port wine cheese.
We're going to have port wine cheese in studio.
It's like a bruised cheese.
And number one, I'll leave you on a bummer. Thanksgiving can be a lonely holiday if your family isn't here or dead or whatever, and you're in an apartment taking down a box of Cheez-Its. I get it. This will be me in 2050. So if you're feeling bummed or down, may I suggest Pornhub? They have new categories.
No,
they do.
Nice.
It is much easier to search now. So if you're looking for a sad Thanksgiving, this could at least make you feel better for 8 to 15 minutes, depending. Maybe 6. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
But that would be my suggestion.
I'm in isolation right now, so thank you for giving me something to do.
I would think AJ's probably looks like port wine cheese at this point. That would be my guess. All right, that's it. Happy Thanksgiving.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.